نصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, today we discuss the very first group of jinnat who became Muslim. What were the circumstances and how did they embrace Islam? So we did previously that among the jinn, there are those that are believers and those that are non-believers. So this particular incident refers to the first group of jinnat who embraced Islam. So before the advent of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you may have heard this many times, the jinn used to frequent the lower heavens and eavesdrop and listen to what the malaika are discussing. And they were allowed to do that. And they would then come down and inform the fortune tellers of what transpired in the lower heaven, what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, to who, etc. And the fortune tellers would then mix the stories that they received from the jinnat and then claim to know the unseen. So when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started receiving wahi, revelation, they were then prevented from frequenting the lower heaven. And the Quranic verse, Allah says, "Wa inna kunna naq'udu minha maq'a'ida lis-sam'i faman yastami'il an yajid lahu shihaban rasada." That we used to sit there in positions of hearing at the lower heaven. But now, whoever listens will find a flaming fire repelling them. So after the advent of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jinnat were not permitted to frequent and overhear the discussion of the malaika in the lower heaven. So when this happened, the jinnat said something very, very serious has happened on earth. Something has happened that has changed our status, that we can no longer hear. It can't be just a coincidence. So they sent people out to different parts on the globe to find out if anything has really happened. And the Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had set out with a group of companions heading towards the marketplace of Ukaz, which was outside Makkah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on his way there with a group of Sahaba. And he encamped there. And during the Fajr Salah, whilst he was reading Fajr Salah, the hadith says that a group of jinnat who were sent out to find out and verify what has happened, why have we been prevented from frequenting and eavesdropping, why are we not allowed any longer to listen to the discussion? That group happened to come past, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is busy in Fajr Salah. And they heard the Quran being recited at that time by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And their response was, "By Allah, this is what has come between us and the news of the heavens. This has changed everything." And then they came back to the people, and the Quran refers to this incident by saying, "Qul uhiya ilayya annahu istama'a nafaru min al-jinn." That say, O Prophet of Allah, say that it has been revealed to me that a nafar min al-jinn, a group from the jinnat, heard the Quran, and their response immediately was that inna sami'na Qur'anan ajaba, that we have heard an amazing speech of Allah, amazing speech, yahdi ila rushd, that guides to righteousness, fa'aman nabi, and we immediately believed and became Muslim. So this was the very first group of jinnat that embraced Islam whilst out searching for some information, why have we been prevented from from eavesdropping. And they so happened that this group came and heard Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during Fajr Salah reading the Quran and said, this is it. And immediately they accepted Islam. And the response was, وَأَنَّهُ تَعَالَى جَدُّ رَبِّنَا مَتَّخَذَ صَاحِبَةً وَلَا وَلَدَى, that exalted is the majesty of Allah, he has taken neither a wife nor a spouse. In other words, they corrected their shirk among the people and returned to the people as believers. When they came to the believers, Allah, elsewhere in the Quran, Allah says that they addressed the assembly of the jinnat and said, Ya qawmana ajibu da'i Allahi wa aminu bih, that, oh, our people, ajibu, respond to the caller of Allah and believe in him. So they embraced Islam and they went to the people and declared that Nabi, the final messenger, has arrived and we need to believe in him. The question was that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was reading Fajr Salah, and when this group came, the Quran refers to them as a nafar. Nafar is a group between 3 and 9. So there was a small group of the jinnat that came and heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the Quran. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was not aware of their presence. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not recite to them intentionally. He was not, nor did he see them until Allah revealed to him in Surah Jin, قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ, that say a group of jinnat heard the Quran from me. So this is the very first group of jinnat that became Muslim after they heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran in Fajr Salah. SubhanAllah.